Le'ilu nishmas Rav Kleinemus Kamish ben Arbeli Malach. Brachos Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. He vil in front of Meliach Betchila Upasimo. They brought in front of him salty foods, whether it's fish or other salty foods, first, Upasimo, and bread with it. Mevorach ala Meliach Upaiter Esapas. So he makes a bracha on the Meliach, which is Shahakol. And that can pater the pas, the bread. Why does it pater bread? We're dealing specifically, the Rav says, in a case where he's eaten a lot of fruit, something that has a lot of water in it, and his stomach is filled with water, and he wants to get rid of some of the water, so he needs to eat something salty, and he just decides, you know what, I need something salty, I can't eat it by itself, so he eats bread with it, just to sort of deal with the salty food. But the truth is the main food he's trying to eat is salt. And the Rambam even says that dafka in this case, only in this case, does something else pater pas? But let's say a guy wants to eat like steak or something and say, you know what, steak's my main thing and bread I'm just having on the side. There, you can't do that. You can't say that the steak is going to pater the bread. The Rambam even uses a lashon, eino ela b'shem reginus. We're dafkis dealing with a case of somebody that watches, you know, they're out, they're farmers and they eat a lot of fruit or whatever. But it's only that case that we say such a thing. But nevertheless, we see that even something that's something like a shahakol, that can even pater bread. Because the klal is, we're going to see right soon in the Mishnah, that the ikker, pater, is something that's tafel. As the Mishnah says, I'm going to continue now, shapas tfelelo, because the bread is tafel to it. It's secondary to the meliach, it's secondary to the salted foods. Now, Taisus Yontif is medayik, it says meliach techilo, that he ate the salted food first. So he says, it sounds like, but what if he wanted to eat the bread first? There, maybe you, what are you going to do? I mean, if you know the ikker is the salty foods, but you didn't get to it yet, now you're eating the bread first. So there, it sounds like he brings the truma sadeshin, that the halach would be that it wouldn't work, and you'd have to actually make the bracha for the bread, which would be hamotzi lechem na'aretz. And he gives another answer that lav daf, the truma sadeshin doesn't bring a raya from our Mishnah this way, because he answers Taisus Yontif that you can learn the Mishnah a little bit differently. But regardless, the interesting thing is that the Tiferes Yisrael says, you know what? He disagrees with the Trumas Adeshin, and the Tiferes Yisrael says that you actually, if you would have the bread first, you would actually make shahakol on the bread, on the smach that you're going to have the ikker, which is the salty food, late right afterwards, so that you actually would make a bracha on the bread shahakol. Now, in this Mishnah, we already spoke in previous Mishnayos that when you have pas and parperes, that pas paters parperes. So we already know this halacha, that something that's the ikker paters something that's tafel. So the chiddush here is that the thing that's tafel here is bread. And to say something that is a shahakol, like salty foods, paters bread, that we haven't seen before. And that's the chiddush, that when we say the ikker paters something that's tafel, even if the tafel is something like bread, it still paters it. That's the chiddush. That's what the Taisus Yontif says. Now, the Mishnah continues, Zeha klal, this is the general rule, Koshu ikr v'imo tfeila, anytime you have something, a food that's the main food, and then something secondary with it, Mavarach ala ikr upoiter es tfeila, you make the bracha on the main food, and that paters the tfeila, that paters the food that's subordinate to it, that's secondary to it. So, interesting, Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, so what's a Zeha klal? What is it coming to teach us? So, I may think that only specifically in a case where the thing that's tufel to it, like the bread, where the ikker, the bracha of the ikker also includes the tafel. So in our case, the bracha of the ikker is salty food, is shahakol. Now we know that b'dieved shahakol works on everything. So maybe only in that case I would think that the maliach paters bread. I may think that the thing that's the ikker paters something that's tafel, because the tafel really is nichlal in the ikker. It's part of the ikker, because b'dieved, if I make the bracha of the ikker on the tafel, I'm still yotzei. But what about a case where the ikker was, let's say, an apple, where it's ha'etz, and the eitz, that's the main food, and you want a pater, pineapple, which is hadama. So I may think, if not for this Mishnah, if I just had the first part of the Mishnah, I would think that it wouldn't work. So the Mishnah tells us, no, it always works. Even if the thing that's tafel, if I would make a bracha on an hadama, if I'd make a bracha on a pineapple or something like that, or a potato, and I try to make ha'etz on it, that wouldn't work, kamash malan, that the ikker always paters the tefela, and therefore, if I make a bracha on an apple, I can, even if the main food of this mixture is the apple, not the banana or whatever, so the apple would pater the banana. And the Tiferes Yisrael learns the kol, similarly just said before, it's coming to include a case, like we said, his big chiddush, that if the first thing that you put in your mouth is the bread, you actually would make the bracha of the ikur, which is the salted food, which is shahakol, even on the bread, even if the bread comes first. That's the chiddush of kol shu ikur v'imot tefila, mavarchal ikur partus tefila, even when the tefila comes first.